and coming this way for Twin Cedars, trying to spin and get around, flag down on the play, and the Embry returns it out near the 20, and we'll see what the flag is as the game begins. And we've seen a lot of flags the last 2 weeks. It's a block in the back against Twin Cedars. And that'll push them back to the just outside the 10 to the 11, and they will begin there. And it's first down for Twin Cedars. We're underway here from Bussey on homecoming. Back in motion, and the handoff is going to the left side, and well played by Moore or Wilson in on that one. And loss on the play back to the 8. And it'll be 2nd and 13 for Twin Cedars. 11.5 minutes. Wide out each way, empty backfield, shotgun. Quick pass to the near side, complete, and going to get out across the 10. A gain of about 4 on that play.
Wilson and that will make a stop.
And they'll bring up 3rd down for Twin Cedars from their own 12. 3rd and long, Twin Cedars opening series. Beautiful night in Bussey. We're glad you're here with us wherever you are. Handoff, fakes the handoff, rolling out to the left side, throwing it downfield, and it's complete, and the Falcon defender falls. No flags on the play. He's across the 30, 20, 10. That's going to be a touchdown, Twin Cedars. It is a 68-yard touchdown pass. Embry to Williams. And that is 68-yard touchdown play with 10:33 left in the first quarter. And that's the first score of the game by the top two offenses in the district. And coming up under center now at the end and running for it is the quarterback Embry, and the PAT attempt fails. Brought to you by the Thomas Randolph Funeral Home. And it is Twin Cedars 6 and the Winged Falcons 0 with 10:33 to go in the first quarter here from Bussey. And Great Western Bank reminds you that a home might be the single largest investment you'll ever make. That's why it's so important to work with someone you trust, like a mortgage loan specialist from Great Western Bank. They are helping make life great. Your Gordon Heidi has a helpful smile in every aisle. Check out their weekly specials. They have fresh meat, vegetables, and produce for you and your family. Whether you're packing lunches or fixing family meals, you can find it at your local employee-owned Hy-Vee. Deep for the Falcons are Carson Keeper and, I would imagine, Trevor Wilson. But your People's Company kickoff is going to be a low line drive ground ball fielded at the 12. And heading up the right side, across midfield. Sorry, mixed up on where midfield was. Out near midfield was Kiefer, I believe, on that one. And it'll be spotted at the Wayne 39. So a 27-yard kick or kick return. And the Falcons will have 1st and 10 from their own 39, trailing Twin Cedars 6-0 here in the first quarter. And Moore drops back to pass, looking long, throwing it Wilson's way over his head, incomplete. A And that'll bring up second down from the Falcon 39. Trailing Twin Cedars 6-0. And he fakes the handoff to Kiefer, and Moore heads over to the right side, and flag comes down at the end of the play as Moore's tackled across midfield. And let's see what this one is. It will be a trip against the Falcons. And that will back the... I think that'll be come from the end of the play, maybe. And the flag is sitting at Twin Cedars 37 or 8. Oh, that was about 13 from the line of scrimmage. So now from the Falcon 27. The pitch is to Carson. He's cutting it upfield, and he will be brought down short of the 30. And they'll spot it at the 29 for a gain of 2 for Carson on his first carry. Second down, or third down, I'm sorry, we had the incompletion on first down, and 9:45 to go in the first quarter. Falcons trail 6-0, and they've got third and long from their own 29. Back split to either side of Moore, low snap. Fields it cleanly, rolling to his right, throwing, and complete, and Wilson or Nickel on the far side of the field. It's Keaton Nickel with the catch. And it'll be to the 37. And it'll be fourth down for the Falcons, and they will go for it. Carson split out to the right, and dropping straight back is Moore, looking to the right, complete, and first down yardage is to Kiefer. And that'll be a Farm Bureau first down for Wayne, spotting the ball at the 26. So they're now inside Sabre territory, and the quick handoff is, I think, going to be brought down. Baker for a short loss on the play. There'll be a loss back to the 28, loss of 2. Farm Bureau first down on the pass to Kiefer, and now it's going to be second and about 12 for the Falcons from their own from the Twin Cedars 28. Sabres leading the Falcons. Moore dropping straight back, throwing it over the middle. It's complete and into the end zone for a flower pot touchdown to Keaton Nickel from 28 yards out. Moore to Nickel. And that's 53 yards passing on that drive, 3 of 4 for Trent Moore. And they will attempt your Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt from the gun. Moore, drop. Flag will stop that one. I think they're going to back Wayne up 5 yards and redo it. It'll give us time to do a little documentation. So, 28-yard touchdown pass to Nickel comes with 7:56 to go in the first quarter. And now your Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt will come from the 8 for the Falcons, hoping to take the lead here. It's tied for the moment at 6. Now, the pitch is to Kiefer on the right side, cutting it back up, diving for the end zone, and short of it. DAT attempt fails, we're knotted at 6. So, 6-6. Send that back to the studio to update the Thunderbolt app. And we are knotted at 6 on the 28-yard touchdown pass from Moore to Nickel. John Fry is your Farm Bureau agent in Corydon. Stop in, let John give you a quote for whatever you're in need of. He offers life, auto, home, and health insurances. Stop in and see what John can do for you and tell him thanks for sponsoring Falcon Football, a charter sponsor of these broadcasts now in our 6th season. You can take your grain drying to a higher level with a Shivers Performance System. No other drying method matches the performance of Shivers in-bin continuous counterflow drying. Stay tuned at halftime. We'll have the Shivers Manufacturing player of the first half, and Trent Moore looking competitive right now, 3-4 for 56 yards and a touchdown on that drive. And the low kick by Lovett is fielded at the 15. Coming up the near sideline with a block is Imbre, and there's a flag at the end of that, I think, on the kicker Lovett. I think threw him down to the ground at the end of the play, and a flag on the far side is going to be against, I think, the Falcon bench. So we're going to go about 30 yards from the 35. Well, I'm not sure if they would, if they assessed them separately, it'd be a 15-yarder, and then the ball is still outside the 30. Ball is spotted at the Wayne 31.
The second flag was for a sideline warning.
So from the Falcon 31, first and 10 for Twin Cedars with the score tied at 6, 7:49 left in the first quarter. In motion, and the handoff goes hit in the backfield. Matley trying to bring him down. He's going to get a positive gain, but a short one is Dakota Penninger. That was some good running to get that yard and a half down to the 29. He was hit in the backfield, but kept moving, didn't get stopped. All right, twin receivers to the right, one to the left, and the back center is in motion, and the pass over the middle is low and incomplete, intended for Williams. It'll be third down from the 29 of Wayne. 7-11 left here in the first quarter. Not even halfway through the first, and we're 6 all, so that'd be about where these teams are, up in the upper 40s or to 50. Under center now, Imbre hands the ball off. It's Penninger going outside, and Kiefer brings him down for a short loss back to the original line of scrimmage. And from the Wayne 31, it'll be fourth and 10 for Twin Cedars, or fourth and 9.5, splitting out each direction are the Sabres, empty backfield, and Imbre is under a little bit of pressure from Sinclair, throws it deep over the head of the intended receiver, incomplete. That's a turnover on downs. Wayne will have the ball at their own 31. Great Western Bank, a great play there. So from their own 31, score still tied at 6. 6:32 left in the first quarter. Wayne has their ball for the second time and comes up with the power eye formation to the right. And trying to draw Twin Cedars offsides, don't get it. And Kiefer will have to stiff arm and fight for every yard he gets. And he'll get 3 or 4 on that one. Nice run by Carson.
Kiefer, the ball carrier.
get him out to the 34, game three. It'll be second and 7. Two carries, 5 yards on your MDL stat check for Carson Kiefer. 6 minutes left. We're halfway through the first quarter. Wayne with the ball, but the score is tied at 6. Moore under center, hands it off. Kiefer off the right side. He'll get across the 35 and out to the 37 or 8. And, yeah, they'll spot that around the 37, so we'll give him 3. 2 3-yard gains by Carson Kiefer have the Falcons with a 3rd and 4 at their own 37 with 5:20 left in the first. Dropping straight back is Moore, looking left, throwing in and out of the hands of the intended receiver. That's Wilson, and incomplete will bring up 4th down. Play coming in. Falcons will be going for it out near midfield with 5:14 left in the first. Two receivers out to the right. Moore will pitch to Carson, running to the right, and he gets around the line, and he's got first down yardage and pushed out of bounds, flagged down at the end of the play, but Carson will be inside the 30. It'll be a Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons, and we'll see where the official is, somewhere around the 26, 27, and I don't know if they'll tack on to the end of that. Let's see. Referee comes out. And it looks like a face mask against Twin Cedars of the 5-yard variety. So a 10-yard pickup for Carson. And then 5 more on the, we'll have it at the 22, the Twin Cedars 22, 1st and 10 Falcons. And the handoff will go to Carson straight up the gut, and he's going to have a short gain there. And he's inside the 20 to the 19. Call it the 18, gain of 4. 2nd and 6 for the Falcons from the Sabre 18. Baker coming out wide left. Unusual formation for the Falcons. Now Moore puts him in motion and pitches it back to Carson coming toward Baker. Hurdles the first defender and grabbed by the shirt by Steven, and he held on. Kiefer will get a short gain. I'd say they're at the 17 now, gain of 1. 3rd down and 5. 3rd down for the Falcons at the Sabre 17. We're tied at 6. Moore under center, backs in the eye behind him. And the pitch will go to Carson running to the far side. And Penninger gets there, slows him down, but Carson keeps moving. He'll get, he's out near that stick, but the line crew had to, chain gang had to drop it because that was right where he was headed. Let's see where they spot the ball. And they have moved them, I think, to the 11. So a Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons inside the Rod Dotto red zone. Now the handoff is coming to the left side. Is Carson in nothing there, maybe a yard? Oh, Baker, I'm sorry, on the carry. Baker's a ball carrier. Blade gets inside the 10. That's actually close to the 8, so maybe a gain of 3 on that. Didn't expect that. But 2nd down. For the Falcons, Carson is behind Baker, lining up at tight end. Trips to the right, off set, and the fake pitch and handoff back coming the other way. Nice misdirection play there, and touchdown for the Falcons into the flower pot end zone is Trevor Wilson. And so a run by number six is an 8-yard touchdown run for the Falcons with 3:03 left in the first, and the Wayne takes the lead. Your Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt coming up. Nickel and keeper out to the right. And Moore looking to pass. He's got to get rid of it. He throws it. It's complete. Your Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt to keep Nickel is good. And with 3:03 to go, it is 14 for the Falcons, 6 for the Sabres, and we will send that back to the studio. The Falcons, again, kicked off to begin this game, so that could come in handy later on. Cordon State Bank considers the security of your financial information a top priority. They take extensive security measures to ensure a safe and reliable online experience for their customers. Cordon State Bank, security for your online banking. Officials keeping this one moving right along. We are lining up for the People's Company kickoff. Love it. Again, laying the ball horizontally on the tee. Expect that little line drive right between the knees and the ankles. And it bounces a couple of times and comes up, fielded at the 15, and looking for a place to go is Embry, and he'll get out to the 30 or so, and pushed out of bounds in front of the Sabres bench. It'll be right at the 30. Got a 15-yard return for Embry, and 2:56 left in the first. Wayne ahead 14-6, and it's the Sabres' ball at their own 30. Okay, just the three linemen by the ball, two to the left, two to the right, and Embry alone in the backfield. Quick pass to the left and blown up by Carson Kiefer in the backfield. It's a complete pass for no gain at all to Kinniger. That was almost like a screen pass. He had a blocker right there, but Carson went right through it. And Great Western Bank, great play. Allard Lumber Company laying down the lumber. Carson Kiefer takes him back to the 27. .220 and counting left in the first. And from the gun, Embry with a back in motion, and he's going to run with him, and it's a quarterback draw to the near side of the field for a short gain. Baker and Moore on the stop. They'll put that one at the 32, gain of 5. Under 2 minutes left in the first. Hear from Bussey on homecoming for Twin Cedars. It's third down and long for the Sabres. Oh, I think I'm off on this. Throwing it downfield is underthrown, and three Falcons defending in the area, but that ball's not on the 32. It's on the 27 still, so that sack or that that was a loss of 8, and then a gain of 5 to the 27. 27 incomplete, so from their own 27, Twin Cedars on 4th and long is in punt formation, and Carson is deep standing at his own 21. And the snap goes to Embry, and he punts it toward the near sideline. It'll go out of bounds. And we'll see where they end up spotting it. Nice high punt. I would have, with a leg like that, I'd try to get in the end zone and get a touchback. It'll be spotted at the Falcon 23. And the, no punt return, but we'll put that down. So, from their own 23 with 1:21 left in the first quarter, Wayne leads 14-6, has the ball, backs in the eye, Moore under center. Pitch goes to Carson to the far side, waits for Baker, now comes back to the middle, and gets around the corner. He's at midfield. He's got a couple guys to beat. Stutter step comes back and goes out of bounds on the far sideline. Flag goes with him. Embry brings him down inside the 20. Big run for Carson Kiefer. It'll be a Farm Bureau first down. And the penalty will go against Twin Cedars.
Flag on the play, horse-collar tackle.
A horse-collar tackle is the call. And it looks like they're adding on. They took 8 steps, so it may have been at the 15. And they're at the 8 now of Twin Cedars. The handoff to Baker, the first back throughs, stopped up short. Might have got a yard out of it. Laid Baker on the carry. Got to the 5, and it'll be second and goal inside the Rod Dotto red zone from the Sabre 5. ...41-yard carry by Carson. Flag down, Carson coming to the left side. He's going to be into the flower pot end zone. Now it looks like a separate flag. One's on the far right side of the field, one's on the far left side of the field. So it could be two separate infractions, and it looks like a false start by the Falcons. We'll back them up 5, and there'll be a new flower pot touchdown on that one. So that'll put the ball back around the 10. And again, I'm not terribly sure, but I think that run earlier was a 41-yarder for Carson. We'll double-check that with MDL stat check later on. From the gun, Moore looking for somebody to throw to, doesn't find anybody, checks it in the end zone, incomplete, intended for Nickel.
Moore's pass intended for Nickel is incomplete, and that will
end. And the first quarter has ended with that incompletion. And it will be it'll be third down, third and goal for the Falcons when the second quarter begins. For all your auto repair needs, including general repair, brakes, and tune-ups, call Rod's Auto in Corydon. Looking for new tires? Rod can get you the tires you want and mount and balance them for you. Or if you need to fix a flat, contact Rod's Auto at 610 West Maple Street in Corydon. Rod's Auto can get you and your vehicle back on the road again. Call Rod 641-872-2338. Tell him thanks for sponsoring Falcon football. Much better view on the south side of the field from where I'm at in the press box. I'm at the 28 on that south end, which is where the Falcons are going from right to left. Previously, now they'll turn around and head from your left to right. If it's not left to right, turn around. So the ball's at the 10. Third down and goal to go for Wayne, still in their huddle on the far sideline. And so from his own 23 down to, I believe, the 16, that'd be 24, and 17 is 41 yards on that run for Carson. Add 8 more, half the distance on the penalty for the horse collar at the end. And we're now at the 10 third and goal. Moore takes the snap, takes the handoff to Carson, rolls to the right, throws it, incomplete. And that was in and out of the hands of, I believe, Blade Baker, but knocked away by the Saber defender, incomplete. Three straight incompletions for Moore after a hot start on the first drive for the Falcons. 11:54 to go in the first. 14-6 Wayne. Ball at Twin Cedars 10. Two receivers each direction. Moore by himself in from the gun. The snap is clean. Looking over the middle. Throwing to the right. Incomplete. And that's a turnover on down. And so from their own 10, Twin Cedars will have it now with 11:49 to go in quarter number two. Here from Bussey on a beautiful night. Moonshine in, very little wind, flags just hanging right down. Okay, Twin Cedars lines up, got a tight end on the left, but the only wide out to the right, and the handoff is up the middle. First back through, gets by the first Falcon, and the second one gets the first down yardage past the 30, or 20, sorry, out to the 22. And 12-yard pickup is a first down for Twin Cedars at their own 22. Wayne up 14-6 with 11:30 now left in the first half. Pitching it back, coming this way, looking, Finnegar slowing down and grabbed and brought down for a short gain by Matley and Keeper. He'll get out to the 24, gain of two. Second down now from their own 24. 10:50 left in the second quarter. Wide out to the near side. Ball's on the left hash. Hand off to up the middle. Penninger is grabbed, and Sinclair and the left end. Not sure who got him on the other side, too much traffic, but you could see Mitch up the middle, and very no gain for Finnegar. And so from their own 24, it'll be third down with 10:20 left in the first half. Two teams that have tremendous offensive firepower, and we've seen just a little bit of it so far. Tight formation in the eye, receiver to the left, ball's on the far hash, and rolling Imbre, throwing it back to the far side on somewhat of a screen, flag down on the play, and the receiver gets out to the 35. It's first down yardage if the play stands, and it is against Twin Cedars. Shifting penalty, illegal shift against Twin Cedars will back up five. But more than the 5 yards, they lost the play, which would have resulted in a first down, and now they're at their own 18.5. 19, let's call it. And it's on to third down and long for Twin Cedars. Rolling this way, throwing it up in the air, and knocked away by Wilson at the end of that play out near midfield, incomplete. And so from the 19, it'll bring up fourth down. That was a good play. Trevor Wilson right there with the Sabre defender. Falcons expecting a punt. Carson back on the Wayne side of the field. Ball sits at the 19. 9.5 minutes left in the first half. Imbre in punt formation on fourth and about 13, 14 yards. And Kyle Andrews trying for it. Carson retreats, bobbles it, picks it up at the 27 or 8. And now he'll go up the left side. He's got a little bit of room. Midfield, 30. He's going down the far sidelines to the 20, 15, 10, diving into the flower pot end zone for a touchdown, looking for a flag. Don't see one. I would say that's roughly a 52-yard punt return. Now, I do have to warn the people in the press box, don't trust my eyes. I'm guessing that was 52. They're nodding in agreement. And that is a flower pot touchdown for the Falcons, now in for the Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt. Moore from the gun, rolling to the right, under some pressure, finding a little space, trying desperately to find somebody. Now takes off running, upended, but he's into the end zone. Nice run by the senior co-captain, Trent Moore, into the end zone for two more for the Falcons. And a 52-yard punt return for a touchdown for Carson Kiefer at 9:12 left in the second quarter. And the Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT two-pointer makes 14-8 is 22-6 in favor of the Falcons, and we'll get that sent back to Gail, although I'm sure she's already got it. Nine 12 left, and we got a People's Company kickoff coming up here in just a second. Your local auctioneer and agent for People's Company is Jared Chambers. Contact him at 414-0234. People's Company, leading provider of ag land brokerage, land auctions, land management, land appraisal, and land investing services in the Midwest. Let Jared help you with all your ag real estate needs. He's a proud sponsor of Falcon football. 414-0234, ground ball kick on the People's Company kickoff. Gets by the Sabres and gets to the end zone for a touchback. Best defense in eight-player football is a kicker that can get it to the end zone for a touchback. So from their own 15, Twin Cedars will start with 9:12 left until halftime. Again, 80-yard field kicking off from the team's own 30, and touchbacks begin at their team's own 15. So 22-6 in favor of the Falcons. Sabres with their powerful offense out on the field. And from the gun, it's Imbre. He's got three to the right, one to the left. He's in motion as Williams takes the handoff. Quarterback draw up the middle. And somebody wasn't fooled. Bradford was in on that one, I think. And Sinclair was there as well. Short. I think they're going to put it right back at the 15. No gain on the play on the Imbre run. And it'll be second and 10 for the 15 with 8:40 and counting in the first half remaining. Now three receivers to the left and one to the right. And he comes in motion this way and dropping back, throwing it over the middle, over the head of the intended receiver, incomplete. Defended by Matt Lee was number 13, Spencer McCarty, the tight end up the middle. And now it's third down from the 15. Incomplete pass stops the clock with 8:26 left in the first. Okay, two receivers left, one right, one in running back left in the backfield with Imbre. And he will drop straight back from his gun. Now looking, buying some time, getting around the Falcon rush, throwing it deep down the near sideline. And bobbled by both the receiver and the defender. It's incomplete. Wilson on the defense. It'll be fourth and 10. Twin Cedars from their own 15 with 8:15 left in the first half. Construction service and supply. From small hand tools to lumber, we have what you need for your next project at the Allerton Lumber Company. Stop in at 220 North Central Avenue in Allerton and tell Kent thanks for sponsoring Falcon Football, where Wayne leads 22-6 with 8:15 left in the second quarter. Carson Kiefer back deep to receive the Embry punt. He punts it to the right side, and it'll go out of bounds on the Wayne side of the field, but we'll mark it off. He's got a good leg. Out of bounds at the 34-yard line. And Wayne will have it there at their own 34. Get it right. And 8:08 left in the first half. Two receivers to the right. Baker in the backfield. Moore in the gun. Carson goes in motion toward him and gets the handoff. No, he's around the left side, about 4 or 5 yard gain, and tackled in front of the Falcon bench. Inbounds, I think. Would about have me. I wasn't sure if Moore pulled that out at the last second and it was a quarterback draw at the middle. But he did hand off to Carson, and he gets out to the 39, gain of 5. So from their own 39, 2 to the right, and the pitch is to Carson to the right. It grabs it, holds on around midfield to the 30, and brought down by 2 or 3 Sabres right there at the 20. 3 yard line. So 23 would be 17, 18 yard pickup and a Farm Bureau first down for Carson Kiefer. And Wayne now has the ball at the Sabre 23, leading 22-6 as we near the 7 minute mark of the second quarter. Baker, the only back behind Moore. And dropping straight back, looking to throw under some pressure. He's going down. Big sack and loss on the play. Tackled by Keanu Kalman Myers. And the ball will sit at the Falcon 31, or the Saints 31. So, second and 18 now for Wayne. Two receivers to the left. Carson's in the slot. Baker behind Moore, throwing to the left. It's complete, and it's Kiefer? I believe that's complete to Kiefer. 8-3. And they get back a bunch of those yards to the 23, so it gets back the 8 they just lost. Third and 10 for the Falcons on the Sabre side of the ball. Moore dropping back, rolling a little to the right, throwing over the middle. It's complete, and it is Wilson, I believe, and that's going to be, I think, a Farm Bureau first down. They're going to move the chains, and it is. Ball's at the 11, a 12-yard pickup on 3rd and 10. And it's a Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons inside the Rods Auto Red Zone. .516 and counting here in the first. Trips to the right, but they're all tight. The pitch is to Carson to the right side. He's got a block. He's inside the 10, heading for the corner, into the end zone, flagged down at the very end of the play. And Kyle Andrews is holding his hands up like, what did I do? So I think that one's going to go against the Falcons. I don't know if it's after the end of the play or what. But based on Kyle's reaction, there's also a flag in the middle of the field. This one was on the near sidelines to the to the right side. 5:06 is on the clock, and that's either a touchdown with some kind of extracurricular at the end, or they'll negate the touchdown altogether. Carson Kiefer on the run. It would be 11 yards into the flower pot end zone for a touchdown if it stands. It is a personal foul tripping against Wayne. Personal foul against Wayne. And they're marking the ball back, so it is not a touchdown. And the ball comes back to the 25, 26, 27, so 16 yards in penalty on that. And I'm assuming that's first down again, so Carson in the slot to the left, Baker behind Moore. Baker, Moore rolls to the left, throws it deep, coming back, and incomplete inside the 10. Intended in the corner there for Carson. And it'll be second down. 4:51 left in the half, and the ball sits at the Twin Cedars 27. I think we're going to have a Wayne County Hospital timeout. On second and 10 from the 27. For all your local floral needs, contact the Flower Pot in Corydon. Your full-service floral and gift shop on the square. Call the Flower Pot at 641-872-3600. For all your floral and gift needs, make sure you tell them thanks for sponsoring Falcon Football. Wayne trying to get into the Flower Pot end zone here. 4:51 left in the half, and they lead Twin Cedars 22-6. The Wayne County Hospital and Clinic System provides quality, complete quality healthcare services for your family, caring for generations at the Wayne County Hospital. Ball is at the Sabres 27, with the Falcons up 22-6. In the second quarter. Hey, we got Donkey Baseball coming up Tuesday night. That's this coming Tuesday, September 29th, 7 p.m., Wayne County Fairground. The Seymour versus Corydon on Donkeys playing baseball. Gotta see it. $6 in advance, 8 at the door. Contact Lee Peck, 872-5259 or 872-1373 for tickets. Moore, under center, dropping straight back, looking to pass. A little bit of time stepping up in the pocket. Now he's hurried, and he eludes the defensive lineman and lowers his head, and collision, flag coming down at the same time as the collision. Not sure what it was. He's inside the 10. Down to about the 7. We'll await the signal as the referee confers with his other official. And we apologize for the squeal. It's a personal foul against Wayne. That apparently is going to come from the line of. No, it was tacked from the end of the run, so it's a run by Moore. And the ball is now at the 22. So he gained 5, 15-yard penalty. Must have been a 20-yard gain down to the 7. But now from the 22, Falcons have the ball. Pitches it back to Carson. Flag on the play. I think that'll be against Wayne. No gain, so I would probably say they're going to decline the penalty. .421 left in the second quarter, 22 for the Falcons, 6 for the Sabres. Penalty is declined, so it'd be a gain of 0 for Carson. And I think we're looking at third down. 1, 2, yeah, it'd be third down and long for the Falcons. And Wilson to the near side. The pitch is to Carson coming this way. Carson's looking to throw. He's chucking it toward the end zone, toward Wilson. Oh, my goodness. Through his hands. It's incomplete. It was through Wilson's hands. He hit it, and then Keith Nichol grabbed it. But I think he was already through the end zone, and it's incomplete. Wow. We have not seen that in Carson Kiefer's 4 years at Wayne. Throwing a pass. It wasn't a bad pass, but I think it ended up being incomplete through the back of the end zone. And from the 22 now, it'll be fourth and long for the Falcons. Okay, twin receivers to the right are Lovett and delay of game against Wayne will back them up five. So it'll come from the 27 of Twin Cedars. They've got to get down inside the two, it looks like, to get a touchdown, or to get a first down. Excuse me, they got to get more than that to get a touchdown. Okay, Moore takes the clean snap in the gun. A little bit of pressure, but he rolls to the right, throwing it deep. It's going to be underthrown. And incomplete. No, it's intercepted, apparently, and running this way back to... It's going to be Williams, and looks like a net gain of two for Twin Cedars on the play versus letting the ball fall incomplete. So a pickup of two for Twin Cedars over letting the ball fall incomplete on and a turnover on downs, but it is an interception, just the second by Moore this season. And Twin Cedars has it at their own 30 with 3.5 to go. Handoff up the middle, number four fighting through tackles. Keeps running, Peyton Stevens, nice run. Mitch Sinclair on that one for the Falcons, and ball 6 yards or so shy of midfield, gain of 9. And so from their 39, second and short with 3:10 and counting left in the first half. Max in the eye, under the center. Embre hands it off, and he'll get around midfield, and that could be enough for a first down. We'll see. It's Kenniger, I think. Got it. He got a yard to midfield, and they're not indicating a first down. It must be. Boy, that looks.
Looks like we're third down in about 5 inches.
Gain of a yard. I would think they'd measure that, but it's under center now. Embre hands it off. It's going to be a first down there. Sinclair on the tackle with help from Carson or Baker. Baker and Sinclair on the tackle, and Stevens
Sinclair
gets the first down there. To the Falcon 37. And 2:16 left till halftime. Embre dropping back. He's looking to throw. He's pedaling and running this way. Trying to get away from Carson. He does. He's got some yardage. Positive. Oh, nice move. Spins. I think he's going to have a first down.
Embre, the ball carrier.
Put a little juke on that one and got him the needed yards, and he is down to the 21. Gain of 16. From the Falcon 21. Wayne leads 22-6 with a minute 50 left. Fakes the pitch, handoff up the middle. Stevens brought down for a very short gain. Carson Blade. There's another one in on that, but inside the 20 to the 19, gain of 2. Second and 8 for Twin Cedars. Williams out to the right. The pitch will go to Pinniger, running to the right, chased by Matley, won't catch him. Gets 7 or 8 yards, or I guess 6. He looks like he's short of the first down marker. And it's hard to see the yard lines, but he's inside one of them. Given that, put it at the 14, gain of 5. Okay, the handoff, finger, he's stacked up. Nice hit by Carson. Keaton was there to help. Finnegar's going to gain a little. Howard, number company, big hit there by Carson Kiefer, and Wayne County Hospital timeout for Twin Cedars. Let's see where the ball is. Maybe up to 6. And they might take advantage of this break to measure that one for a first down. The chains are going to come out. The staff members at the Thomas Randolph Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. It can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. And it looks like perhaps that ball is going to be spotted just shy. And it'll be fourth down from the 11, but I don't even think they need to get to the 10 for a first down. 40 seconds left in the second quarter. This is going to be a big play one way or the other. Great Western Bank, great play coming up. It is fourth and very short for Twin Cedars. Imbre under center. He'll sneak it himself, and he's backing up. He's going to have it inside the 10. He just turned his back to the goal line. And I think he got about 5 to 6. And now quickly under center and rolling this way and looking, throwing this way. It's up in the air and knocked away. Wow. Last minute stuck the inside hand up. And Wilson with a nice defense there. That's it away, incomplete. It'll be second and goal from the 7 with 26 seconds left. Imbre pitches it back, coming this way. Finnegar looking for a block. He's stacked up by Carson, and he's going to be somewhere around the 5. Gain of maybe 2. Two-yard pickup to the 5, and it's a Wayne County Hospital timeout for Twin Cedars with 17 seconds left. It'll be third and goal from the 5 in just a moment. MDL Insurance is committed to providing premium quality insurance products coupled with the best customer service available. Building lasting relationships with our customers is the number one goal of MDL, developed around the idea of continuation. The MDL name is a symbol of protection and care. Stop in at 604 West Jefferson in Corydon or call 872-1616 at 641-872-1616 for more information. Tell them thanks for sponsoring Falcon football, and we're set for another Great Western Bank great play coming up. 17 seconds left, third and goal from the Falcon 5. Twin Cedars with the ball, Wayne with the lead of 22-6 at the moment. Stevens, the fullback, Vinegar, the tailback, in the eye behind Imbre, now rolling to the right. He can run. He's throwing to the end zone, and it is incomplete. Fourth and goal with 12 seconds left on the 5. Can't get a first down, but could get a touchdown if they can pick up 5 yards. They split. Williams out far to the right. Now under center from the middle of the field. Imbre rolling to the right, looking. Going to try to run it, trying to get to the corner. Oh, nice hit. I think that was Carson. Matley was right there. And I think he was stopped short of the goal line. There wasn't any faking or anything on that one. That was just, it was a battle of I want it, and Carson was saying I want it too. And 3 seconds left in the half, and the ball is set just outside the Falcon goal line. Maybe on the two. Under center, Moore will just take it straight forward to avoid the loss and the sack, and that'll end your first half. And that is halftime here from Bussey on homecoming for Twin Cedars. We'll send this back to the studio, 22-6 halftime score. Half 22-6 in favor of the Falcons. First half less productive than we probably expected, but I think each team showing that they can play some defense as well. And Wayne up 22-6 as we enter Hy-Vee halftime. And we haven't seen a really good. Here we go. Mormon Trail leading Lamoni 22-6 at half. So People's Company kickoff coming up here. Wayne back to receive. It's Carson and I think Trevor, a little dribbler, fumbled by Wayne. I think it's picked up by Twin Cedars. The up guys have been very good at fielding those. That's been the majority of kicks Wayne has seen, certainly in the past 3 weeks. But Pinneger picks it up at the Falcon 36. So that'll be a fumble recovery at the Wayne 36 and a KOR fumble. And the run is up the middle down close to the 30. It is Stevens. Down to the 31. From the Wayne 31. Twin Cedars picking up some early momentum here in the third quarter, and Stevens is wrapped up at the line and fumbles the ball. Wayne picks it up. Carson Keeper, or Trevor Wilson, I think. Nope, Trent Moore with the fumble recovery. Wilson's 6 and Moore's 8 look so much alike, they're hard to tell apart. But Falcon ball at their own 31. Leading 22-6 with 11:27 to go in the third quarter. Now, Moore under center. First play of the drive. Pitches it to Carson on the left side. Gets through the front people across midfield to the 30. Inside the 20 or at the 20. Brought down there. And we appear to have switched things around. Oh, this is not going to be good. Okay, run by Carson. Is a Farm Bureau first down. A gain of 9 and 20 is 29. And so from the Twin Cedars, 20. And the pitch is to Carson. They come into the right side inside the 20, 15, down to about the 12. Moore heads over to the Falcon bench for a play. He'll come back. Spotted at the 12, a gain of 8. Second down. MDL stat check. 2 carries, 37 yards for Carson Keeper on the drive so far. He's second and 2 pitches to Carson going left and stops, cuts it up the middle. He'll have first down yardage and brought down near the 5. It'll be a Farmville first down for the Falcons. They are already in the Rods Auto red zone. Now they are threatening the Flower Pot end zone. First and goal for Wayne from the Twin Cedars 5. And at 10:12 to go in the third quarter, Wayne knocking on the door, looking to plant one in the Flower Pot end zone. Carson upended right at the line on a good play by Keanu Kalman Myers. Took his legs out from under him, and he'll end up with 1 yard to the 4. Second down, goal to go from the Sabres 4. Falcons come to the line, tight formation. Baker offset to the left. Pitch will go to Carson. He'll go left. Baker clears out the defender and keepers into the Flower Pot end zone for a 4-yard touchdown run. And that Falcon touchdown comes at 9:34 in the third. And your Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt is going to come up. A 4-yard touchdown run by Carson Keeper. Nickel, the tight end, Wilson to the right. Baker goes to the left. But everybody's tight. Fumbled snap, and nothing doing there. Danniger sniffs it out, recovers the fumble. No good on the PAT attempt, brought to you by the Thomas Randolph Funeral Home. And that's another fumble, but it doesn't count as a stat. So 6 on that makes 28-6 in favor of the Falcons with 9:34 to go in the third. 8-6. And again, our spy in the stands has Mormon Trail ahead 22-6 at halftime. Seymour was ahead by 20 over Melcher Dallas, and Moravia was ahead by 40 over Harmony in other District 6 action on a beautiful night. No wind, bright moon out. It's dry. The People's Company kickoff is a ground ball up the middle and fielded at the 19. And coming this way, brought down from behind by Baker, is Williams. And they'll start from their own 25. .928 to go in the third. Williams out to the right. Backs in the eye. The fake handoff is to Finnegar. Rolling to the right. Throwing deep. And Embry has a completion. And that will go for a touchdown for Twin Cedars. And Carson Keeper comes up to Trevor Wilson, and they're talking about the defense on that play, but that is going to be a 55-yard touchdown pass. Touchdown with 9:17 left in the third, and your PAT attempt, it's going to be running to the right, Vinegar, and no signal. I think he's going to be brought down just short of the goal line. PAT fails. So the running attempt is no good, and it's 28-12 in favor of Wayne with 9:17 left in the third. And this is a little more of what we expected coming into the game. We played less than 3 minutes here in the second half. Each team has a touchdown already. And .28-12, we'll get that sent back. appreciate all of you being with us here tonight. I wish you could be here at the game, or maybe you are if you have the Thunderbolt app and an earpiece. And Falcons lining up. Matley has moved up to the front four. Carson and Trevor are both coming up to the 15, and it is a dribbler, and I think Andrews grabs that one and sucks it into those big paws out near the 38 or so. Kyle Andrews on the kickoff return, I guess you'd call it a kickoff return. And they'll spot it at the 39, Wayne's 39. So 28-12, 9:15 to go in the third, and Wayne has the ball. Moore under center, pitches it to Carson, trying the left side, stops. Oh, ball comes out, comes back to him, picks it up, gets across midfield, and across the 35. Got a lucky bounce on that one, Carson Keeper. And a little slow getting up, I think, is Carson. They're going to send him over to the sidelines. They stopped the clock on that one to make sure he's okay. So they're going to and ball's just across the Sabre 35. Gain of, I guess, 6. Second and 4 for Wayne. Just inside the Sabres 35. 4. Oh. Misdirection, pitches it to Wilson. Now he goes back to the left side. He's going to be out around the first down marker before he's knocked down by a couple of Sabres. That play had ugly written all over it, but Trevor Wilson turned it into about a 4-yard gain. They do move the chains, and the ball is at Twin Cedars 31. Gain of 4, and it's Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons. 8:22 and counting left in the third quarter. Wayne County Hospital and Clinic System provides quality health care services for you and your family, complete quality health care services. The pitch is to Kiefer? Wilson. Wilson with the carry to the right side down to the 22. Gain of 9, it'll be 2nd and 1. Trevor Wilson, Jr., showing a little bit of speed there. Carson's still on the sidelines. Now Lovett and Baker comes in, steps up to the line, and Lovett in motion to the left, and Wilson will get the pitch going left. He'll have the first down inside the 20. It looks like a flag on the far sideline. And preliminary holding against the Falcons. And they're going to mark that from the 20. So is it at the end of the play or back to the 30? I guess not from the end of the play. I don't understand that, but there's a lot of things in life I don't understand. So from the Twin Cedars 30, 7:27 left on the clock, and takes the pitch. Moore's going to throw. He's got some time throwing it to the left side, low, incomplete. Third down Falcons from the Twin Cedars 30 with 7:19 left in the third. Falcons have to get to the 21. Carson back in the game. Moore rolling to the right. He's going to run it. He's inside the 25. The 20 jersey tackle doesn't get him. He's inside the 10. Farm Bureau first down in the Rosado red zone for the Falcons, thanks to the legs of Trent Moore, senior co-captain quarterback. brought down at the 9. It'll be first and goal for the Falcons. 21 yards to the 9. 7 minutes left in the third quarter. Tripp standing to the left, pitches to Carson. He's at the 10, the 5, headed to the end zone. The flower pot end zone has been filled by Carson Kiefer with 6:47 to go. 9-yard touchdown run. Touchdown with 6:47 to go. And your Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt here in just a moment. But they're going to wait for me to get that written in on the stat sheet. Thanks, guys. Wilson flipping now from the right side to the left side of the four motion. Backs in the eye. Moore fakes the handoff to Kiefer. Rolling to the right. He's tucked it in already. And, he dives for the goal line. And he is good. That is a completed PAT attempt on the run by Trent Moore, doing it with his leg. And that put 8 more on, so it's 36 to 12 in favor of the Wayne Falcons here from Twin Cedars with 6:47 to go into the third quarter. And MDL stat check here in the second half. 57 yards on 6 carries in this half for Carson Kiefer. That puts him at 150 for the game on 17 carries unofficially, but he's also got a 52-yard punt return for a touchdown. 3 total touchdowns, 2 of them rushing for Carson Kiefer. And that's your MDL stat check for the moment, with the Falcons leading Twin Cedars 36-12 and about to have a People's Company kickoff from the 30. Stetson Baker, Trevor Wilson, Connor Runyon, Isaiah Bradford on the near side for the Falcons. Kicker is Lovett with the ball laying horizontally, and ground ball will get inside the 20, fielded at the 16, and Runyon grabs hold of him and dances for a little bit, but they'll bring him down at about the 27. Make that the 28th, it'll be spotted. Their own. Twin Cedars starts at their own 28. Wayne leading 36-12. Schumann in at nose guard for the Falcons. And Blake Moore on this end, it looks like. Am I seeing that right? It is. It's Blake Moore. And the handoff is to Pinniger, and he will get more than 5 before Carson brings him down. On the play will be second down, 4 to go from their own 34, Twin Cedars, as we, the snap will probably come right around the 6-minute mark. Williams splits out to the right, guarded by Wilson. And Embre will drop back, roll to the right, looking to throw. He's going to throw it anyway. Well covered by Wilson was Williams, but good arm. I guess if I had an arm like Embrace, I'd go ahead and chuck it too. He can loft it up there and hope he can run under it. But Wilson, well defending on the play. 5:56 left in the third, and it'll be third down for Twin Cedars. Third and 4 at their own 34. Williams goes out to the right, and they got backs in the eye, and the pitch will be to Pinniger. He'll try it on the right side, and he's going to be, I think, at the it's a first down by the time they spot his forward progress. tackle to the 39. So a 5-yard gain on third and four.
5-yard gain for Sager. Good for a Sager.
And Sabres will have it. First down from their own 39 with 5.5 left in the third, and Wayne leading at the moment 36-12. Imbre takes it, drops straight back, looking to throw. Now he's going to scramble a little bit and throws it, falling down into the air. It's going to be picked off, and Nickel, I believe, has the ball at the Falcon 30 or at midfield. Intercepted it somewhere around the 25, and the flag comes down at the end of the play. That was a tough throw for Imbre on that one, and he was falling down as he did it, and the lame duck throw was up in the air too long and picked off by Nickel, and now we got some yellow. This could be a great Western Bank great play by Keaton Nickel, the senior co-captain defensive back, and it will come at 5:09 left in the third. We'll see here after the huddle of the Stripes. They've switched the ball, so I wonder if that means it will be Falcon possession. Personal foul against Twin Cedars, and a block in the back on the return against the Falcons, so there are two penalties.
Personal foul against the Sabres, and a block in the back on the return of the interception against the Falcons.
And we have Mormon Trail now leading Lamoni 35 to 6 midway through the third. And so it'll be Wayne's ball at the 31. Great Western Bank, great play by Keaton Nickel intercepting the Trace Embry pass at the 5:09. Mark of the third, with Wayne leading 36-12 and the ball. Moore under center, trips to the left, but they're all tight. The pitch is Carson, and stopped at the line and then breaks it outside and has first down yardage. Flag down in the backfield. It was Myers grabbing at Carson. We're about to see what the yellow is all about. And it was thrown right in that area. I think it might be a horse collar. Carson eluded it. Personal foul face mask against Twin Cedars. That's the 15-yard kind that'll be tacked onto the end. And it was Carson had got to the Sabres 36. So 9 and 4 is 13 yards. And so now from Twin Cedars 21, it'll be a Farm Bureau first down for Wayne. Moore takes the pitch, gives it to Wilson running left, spins, comes back to the middle, gets to the 15. That play has some potential. That play can get the Falcons some yards. Gain of 6 to the 15 inside the Rosado red zone of the Falcons, and threatening to put it in. The little fake pitch to Carson, most teams are just going to bite on that every time it's wise to, and it could be a big gainer at some point. Rolling right, Moore throwing into the center of the field, complete. It's Wilson. And he's into the end zone, the flower pot end zone for 6 for the Falcons. 6 points for number 6. Pardon the cough. A pass from number 8 to number 6. And a plus 15 touchdown at 4:18. Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt. Clean snap to Moore and runs around the right end and gets in. Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt is good on the run by Moore.
418 left in the third quarter.
Puts eight more on the board for the Falcons, making the score 44-12 with 418 left in the third. We will send that score a couple of different places. One over to Lamoni, where Mormon Trail leads in the third. And one back to Gale, although I'm sure she's already got it. .44-12, ready for the People's Company kickoff. Lovett has the ball teed up. I don't understand that horizontal kick, but it knuckleball spinning sideways and gets by Embray, now picked up at the 13. Not sure whether to go left or right, and he's going to go down around the 13. And the ball pops out, but he was down. No real return there, and it will be spotted at the 15. First down. Twin Cedars from their own 15. Wayne leading 44-12 with 4:11 left in the third quarter. Wayne defense has played really well tonight. This is a powerful offense for Twin Cedars. Embray will hand it off. It's Schumann on the tackle of, I believe, Pinniger. Gets across the 15 out to maybe the 17. Baker in on that one as well. A good long two. Pinniger. Second down. 3:40 to go in the third quarter. Williams out wide to the right. Ball's on the right hash. Fakes the pitch and now hands it off to Stevens up the middle. Across the 20 and brought down at the 21. Matt Lee, Moore, Blake Moore on that one. Third down and about four for Twin Cedars as we get right down to 3 minutes left in the third. One receiver to the near side, and that one is going to be snipped out and brought down by the Falcon line. Who did that? That was a nice play. Come on, guys, clear out. Give me some space here. Spencer Boobin maybe on that one. Runyon was right there. Schumann was in the area. Good play by the Falcon defense. And it's fourth down, loss of a yard on the play. Fourth and five from their own 20, and Carson retreats inside of the Falcon 30. Embray is showing a strong leg tonight. He's kicked to the sidelines a couple of times, but punted it into play once, and Carson ran it back. Clean snap. Flag down on the play, and Carson will let this one go. It'll bounce at the 25 and be down around the 20. Let's see what the flag is. It's a procedure call against Twin Cedars. I'm not in charge, but I'd make them punt again. That was a good punt. Down to the Falcon 20. But coach says, no, we're not going to take any chances. We just want the ball. So, Coach Elliott doesn't want to take any kind of chances, and the Falcons will put it in play from their own 22 or 3.
From
Moore takes the snap, hands it off. Carson up the middle, spinning around, has a player holding on to his backside, and drags Dalton Weaver with him out over the 30 to the 33. And that's going to be enough for a Farm Bureau first down. .145 left in the third quarter. Moore hands it off to Carson on the left side. Has 7 or 8, 10 yards shoved out of bounds into the Falcon bench area. And the spot's going to be right around the chain. And they're, I think, already marking. Oh, wait. Official timeout. I don't know if they're measuring it with the chains right there at the Falcon bench. It's a gain for Carson. It's going to be either 9 yards or 10 yards. And they will move the chains, so give them 10 more. Consecutive Farm Bureau first down runs for Carson Kiefer. And the ball is across midfield at the Twin Cedars 37. Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons on the Saber side of the ball, or Saber side of the field. Wayne leading 44-12 with a minute 35 left in the third. Handoff. Carson, out left side, flag down. He's got 10. He's got 20 to the 20. 15, 10. Carson Kiefer into the flower pot end zone. Let's see what the flag is. And it is against Wayne. That'll bring that back, negating what would have or could have been a 37-yard touchdown run. But he, then again, you know, he maybe only got those yards because of the penalty. So, yeah, hold against Falcons. That'll back them up. That's too bad. The flag is sitting just shy of the line of scrimmage. It's marked back to the 31. Of the Falcons. That's the line of scrimmage was 37. That's a huge penalty. Moore rolling around the right side, looking to throw. Throws it deep, intended and complete to Wilson. He's inside the 10, and he'll go down there. Trevor Wilson with a big catch. I guess if they back you up, you just get more yards on the completion. So from the 31, they get 9 and down to the 8. 32 and 9 is 41 yards on the completion. It's Farm Bureau first down, first and goal inside the Rod's Auto red zone from the Sabre 8. Moore under center. Baker, the only back behind him. And Blade will help block, rolling to the left, and tipped, incomplete, tipped by the Falcon. Who was that, Lovett? Lovett, the intended receiver, thrown a little behind him, and he's second and goal. Moore has the play from the sidelines, 51 seconds left in the third, 44-12 Wayne. Love it. Splits out wide left. Ball's in the center of the field. To the right side is Wilson. Baker behind Moore. Gets the handoff. Blade up the middle. To the 5 and maybe a little more. Blade Baker. Put it on the 5. Gain of 3. It's 3rd and goal. Half minute left in the third quarter, and Falcons lead it. Now, the direction is irrelevant as far as wind goes. There's no wind tonight, but the Falcons will get this playoff in the third quarter. Moore throwing over the middle, complete. Into the end zone for Dakota Lovett. Flower pot end zone. That's a... Yeah, that's... down from 8 to 12. That's 5. Touchdown. With 15 seconds left in the third quarter, putting Wayne up 50 to 12 in your Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt coming up for the Falcons. Lovett comes out wide to the right. Moore with Baker pitches it to Blade going left, and he'll be stopped short. No good, but six more makes it 50 to 12. And there has been an offensive explosion in the third quarter, but it's all been Wayne so far. And Mormon Trail now leading Lamoni 42-6 after three quarters. See, it's nice when they return texts, and you can tell what the score is in the other game. Mormon Trail 42-6. That looks like a 13-point win, and we'll separate the Saints from the Demons, I suppose. Okay, you got a People's Company kickoff coming up here. And we'll have an NBL stat check in just a moment. But on the far side of the Falcon, we've got the kicker is Lovett, and we've got Matt Lee. And a couple others. And the kick will go on the ground all the way to the end zone for a touchback. Take what you can get. Sabres will get the ball at their own 15 on the touchback. Seconds left in the third. Wayne 50, Mormon Trail. I'm thinking about that score still. Twin Cedars 12. Williams and Penninger both to the left. There are two receivers to the right as well from an empty backfield. And throwing to the right is complete. Across the 20 and getting out to the 23 or 4. Embray completes it. To the 24, a 9-yard pickup. End of three quarters. Falcons with the lead, and fifty to 12 is a 38-point difference. So we are in continuous clock mode at the moment. I didn't pick that up, but I guess that started with 15 seconds left. So starting out this fourth quarter, we will be in continuous clock. Let me spin down that. And we'll move down to the other side of the field. Now Twin Cedars will come from north to south. That's left to right for you. And the Falcons will be moving from the right to the left. Troy Arnold in on the defensive line. Switching around. Shotgun, and Embray will run to the left. He's got first down. He's got outside, and he's around the corner. Wow, he can fly, and he's gone. Ray Embray, and I don't see a flag. That's going to be a 56-yard touchdown run by Ray Embray. With 11:47 to go, and now we're not in continuous clock. BAT attempt. At the moment, it's 50 to 18. That's 32. Has to be 35 at least. And the high snap, flag down, throw of middle complete, but it's negating the play is the penalty. False start against Twin Sears. We'll back them up and we'll try it again from the 8. 50 to 18. So it'll be 50 to 18 or 50 to 20, depending upon whether they can complete this PAT attempt from the 8. Embray, nobody with him, dropping back, standing at the 17, nobody coming near him. Now a little bit of pressure from the defensive line. Arnold puts some on him, and the throw is behind the intended receiver, incomplete. So it's 50 to 18 with 11:47 to go. Wow, what a game. The third quarter. Wayne came out, fumbled the second half kickoff. Twin Cedars got it, came down, scored. Then Wayne scored on each of their next four possessions while stopping the Sabres a couple of times before that possession. So making it work here in the second half. The Falcons are set to receive the People's Company kickoff from Trace Embry. And they're not even trying for the line drive ground ball. They are just getting it 10 yards is all. And that one, they let go. The Falcon front people let it go, and I think it went out of bounds. Big break for Wayne on that one. Twin Cedars was the closest to the ball as it neared the sidelines. 11:47 to go. And we'll see what the decision is. I imagine they're just going to take the ball. They'll put it at the Wayne 34, and Wayne will take it there.
It went out of bounds.
11:47 to go in the fourth quarter. Wayne 50, Twin Cedars 18. Moore under center. Pitches to Carson, running to the right, and cuts it back inside, but brought down near midfield. Or, I'm sorry, at the 35, very short game. To the 35, give him a yard, and it's second down. For Wayne. 11:20 left in the fourth. Carson splits out to the left. Baker behind Moore. Moore dropping straight back, now rolling right under pressure from Finneger. He'll take off, and it's hard to see where he stepped out on the far sidelines. I think it's a first down. It'll be a Farm Bureau first down on the feet of Trent Moore. To the Saints 33. 12-yard pickup, Farm Bureau first down. And the clock is at 11:07 with Wayne up, 50 to 18. Moore, all day to pass, throws it over the middle. It's complete and upended. A nice play, but Wilson with the grab. Embray takes his legs right out from under him, and Wilson goes down pretty much where he caught it, but where he caught it is at the 23. That's a Farm Bureau first down. And the Morta Wilson is clicking tonight. From the Saint, or the Sabres 23, the pitch is to Carson, running to the right. He's got a little bit of room, 5 yards, maybe 10 taken out of bounds on the far sideline. Embray running that way to bring him down. They will move the chains again. Farm Bureau first down for Wayne at the 21, or at the 11, I'm sorry, gain of 12. Moore hoping to eat a little bit of clock, but still takes the handoff, gives it to Baker going to the right side. He's going to have some yards inside the 10, maybe inside the 5. Baker on the carry.
Baker the ball carrier. Myers makes the tackle.
Call it the 4, gain of 7 plus for Blade. And it's second down inside the Rods Auto red zone for the Falcons, hoping to put some points on the board. Moore. That whistle blows, flag down. I think that's going to be against Wayne. No, it's offside against Twin Cedars. That would be half the distance, but not enough for a first down. It should be at the 2 then. And it'll be second and short for the Falcons. They can get a first down short of the goal line. Trent takes the pass, hands off to Blade, and he's eaten up quickly. Crozier, I think, just stopped that one cold. I think it's going to be a loss on the play to the 4. Third down. Third and short. We're under 9 left in the game. Wayne's ahead 50-18. Big play here for the Falcon offense, and they're going to want to talk about it with a Wayne County Hospital timeout. MDL Insurance is committed to providing premium quality insurance products coupled with the best customer service available. Building lasting relationships with our customers is the number one goal of MDL. Developed around the idea of continuation, the MDL name is a symbol of protection and care. MDL Insurance, 604 West Jefferson in Corydon, call 641-872-1616, that's 872-1616 for more information. Delvin, thanks for sponsoring Falcon Football and your MDL stat check here. And Moore to Wilson is clicking here in the second half with gains of 41 and 6 yards. Moore with some nice runs with his legs, but we're looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 carries for Carson Kiefer in the second half, two of those for touchdowns. I'd say he's got to be on everybody's mind to get the ball here on third and two, from around the 4. More from the gun, under some pressure, shovel pass, complete, but short of the goal line. Baker with the reception. And it'll be fourth down from the 5. Loss of 1 on the play.
Fourth down and 3.
Now Moore. Dropping back. He's under pressure. He does get the throw off, and it's incomplete. Intended for Nickel. Whistle. I don't see a flag, but it looks like there is one, and it'll be against Wayne. But I would think they're going to decline that. And it's a turnover on downs. Twin Cedars will have the ball at their own 5. missed opportunity for Wayne there. 8-12 left in the fourth, and it's 50-18 in favor of the Falcons. Twin Cedars ball at their own 5. Empty backfield with Embry. Back in motion. And he'll get the handoff and cuts it up the middle of the field and pick up a few. Vinegar. Carson in on that one. Out to the 8. Second and 7, 7:43 and counting in the fourth quarter. Wayne up 50-18 and clean snap from the gun, throwing it over the middle, over the head of everybody by 5 yards. Incomplete for Embry.
First pass is
taken
for Williams.
Third down from their own 8. 7:32 left in the fourth. Runyon, Matley, Baker, Nickel, Sinclair. No, Schumann at nose guard, Rubin at nose guard. Sinclair on the right end for the Falcon line, trips to the right. Twin Cedars looking to throw. They're going to throw it over the middle, over the head of everybody, incomplete. Baker was guarding the back. Intended for number 30. It's Jake Knox, but it's incomplete, and it'll be fourth down from the 8-yard line. Big play for the Falcon defense. They couldn't get a first down, just a little bit ago, or a touchdown, but... A 3-yard gain and a couple of incompletions have Twin Cedars with fourth down. Carson staying in tight, protecting against the fake, standing in his own end zone as Embry. They're going to let him punt it if he will. And he does, and it's a pretty good punt on the fly to the 33 and then takes a Sabres bounce in down just outside the 20 from his own 8. And Wayne will return on their own 20 when they've got 7:15 left in the fourth with a 32-point lead. So a touchdown would put it back into continuous clock and really put a big hole for the Sabres. Little difficulty understanding the play. The pitch is going to be to Carson running to the right. Now cutting it upfield. He's got some room out near the 30. Right down, short of the first down, but it'll be a gain of 9. And second and 1 for the Falcons, or a little bit less than 1. Carson comes out to the left. Baker behind Moore. Hand off to Baker, and he's driving the legs, but I think he got back, maybe right back where the ball was. I think it'll be short of the first down, be third down. Third down and a yard or less for the Falcons. And a big play coming up here as we near 6 minutes left in the fourth. Carson and Wilson. The pitch is to Carson. Wilson throws the block, and he's first down yardage and brought down out near the 36 or 7-yard line. Carson Keeper. To the 38, a gain of 9. And it's a Farm Bureau first down for Wayne, and the clock keeps going. There's a good part there. Wayne stepping up to the line. Moore pitches it. Baker on the right side, knocked down in the backfield. Denniger, I think, with a good pressure up there. And loss on the play by Blade back to the Falcon 34. Loss of four. Second down, Falcons. Clock going to the 5 minute mark. Moore dropping straight back, looking to throw, getting greedy over the middle. It looks like Nickel. He's got it complete and diving, but into the flower pot end zone is Keaton Nickel. Touchdown pass of 46 yards. Moore to Nickel with 4:45 left in the fourth. And your Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt coming right up. Lovett to the right. Wilson to the right. Baker split wide out to the left, and Nickel in the slot on the left. Moore under pressure, flag down. We'll redo this one, I think, from back. That'll move Wayne back five, and they'll redo the Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt from the eight. So with 4:45 left in the fourth, it'll be 50-something to 18. It'll be either 56 or 58. They're not going to even try to kick this. Moore dropping back, rolling right, throwing right, incomplete. PAT fails. So 56-18. And that's 38, so we will be back in continuous here at least for a little bit, but it's 4:45 to go. Left, and Wayne leads 56-18, getting ready for the People's Company kickoff, brought to you by the People's Company agent, Jared Chambers. Appreciate his sponsorship of these Falcon football broadcasts. We got to get the 46-yard strike to Keaton Nickel. It had been more to Wilson most of the second half here, but that's going to add some stats for Trent Moore and for Keaton Nickel. 46-yard touchdown. People's Company kickoff by Lovett is a low spinner fielded at the 15 and coming this way. And, oh, around the corner looking to run. It's Williams, 65 yards. David Williams, I don't see any yellow. That's a touchdown. David Williams.
5 yards for the receiver touchdown.
And we will mark that one in red. Accidentally didn't. So 4:33, and we're back out of continuous. What do you know? They were in continuous clock for 12 seconds. Long enough to run 65 yards, but Embray from the gun, takes the handoff, rolling to the left, heading up the middle. He'll get it in. Trace Embray. PAT by number one plus two. And it's 56-20. 26 in favor of Lane with 4:33 left, and now I got to send this back to the studio. 56, 26, not. Let's see. Take that, Gale. What do you think about that? 4:33 left in the fourth, and we're back to regular time. Don't forget Donkey Baseball Tuesday at the Wayne County Fairgrounds, 7 p.m., Seymour versus Corydon. Both sides win, regardless, because the Seymour Campground and the Corydon Lighting Project get all the proceeds. It'll prove to be hilarious, fun evening of entertainment. Local celebrities playing baseball live on donkeys. People's Company kickoff. Imbre won't get it 10 yards. Goes about 7. Falcons wisely just stay away from that. I don't think they have to re-kick it. I think they can take the ball where it is. And that's what the officials appear to be doing, is they're just putting the ball down. And so... the ball's at the 37. At the Sabre 37, Falcon ball leading 56-26 with 4:33 to go. Moore gets under center, handoff up the middle. Carson driving forward. Oh, bent backwards. Nice double teaming a hit. He's inside the 35. I guess he's right at the 35, so a 2-yard gain for Carson on first down makes 2nd and 8. From the Sabre 35, with 4 minutes left in the game, the Falcons can pick up a couple of first downs. They might be able to run a lot of this clock off. Pitch to the right, and again, blown up. Oh, and flags come down as he's thrown down after the whistle. I think that was Stetson. Stetson Baker on the carry. And he was fully in the grasp of the Sabre defender. And the whistles blew, and then he picked him up and slammed him to the turf. So that's going to be a personal foul. It was a great defensive play if he would have just maybe let go at the whistle, or at least just taken him down. He slammed him pretty hard. But that'll be, I think, a Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons. I'm not sure where they'll put the ball. Ball's just inside the 25, the Sabre 25. So 15-yarder there. Falcon ball, first down. Moore pitching it. And it is, I think, Blade Baker running to the near sideline and brought down somewhere shy of the 20 at the 21. Gain of 4. So it'll be 2nd down at the Sabre 21 with 3 minutes left, and the Falcons enjoying a 56-26 lead right now. Trent still in at quarterback, Matley at fullback, Baker at the tailback, and Blade gets the handoff run to the right, and he's going to be spun around and brought down there by Van Dean Crozier. Sorry. Run by number 24. Carson maybe appears to have gotten the rest of the night off. Loss on the play. Third down as we near 2 minutes, and the pitch will come to the left. Flag down on the play, and the runner, Falcon runner, is Blade Baker, and he's down on the play. And a Sabre, oh, That's not good. Embray's holding his leg, his right knee, and he's on the turf. That's not good. They will stop the clock for a moment while he's tended to. They've not yet set the ball down. Penalty will be assessed, I think, for a chop block against the Falcons. Not sure where this one will all go. We'll sort it out in just a minute. 2:10 left in the fourth. Wayne leading 56-26 has the ball, but they're going to be backed up on a penalty here. And we sure hope that Trace Embray is all right. He's on the ground around the 30. Once again, want to thank Farm Bureau agent John Fry, the Great Western Bank in Corydon, Allerton Lumber Company, Corydon State Bank, your Corydon Hy-Vee, Shivers Manufacturing, where we'll have our Shivers Manufacturing player of the game for the Falcons after the conclusion of the game. Don't forget also you can flip over to Stream 1 or 96.7 on the air and listen to the post-game locker room report and call in from many local coaches. Thanks to the Thomas Randolph Funeral Home, People's Company, the Flower Pot, Wayne County Hospital, MDL Insurance, and the Naughty Rotten Motel. Embray favoring that right knee, coming off the field with 2:10 left, 56-26 Wayne. It's Wayne's ball. They'll have it at their own 38. That was a big penalty. That play started at the Saber 24, so it was. It ends up being about a. It's a long penalty. From their own 38, Wayne Moore from the gun, under some pressure, rolling to the right, has room to run. He probably will. Tucks to the end. He's going to be well short of the first down, well short of the original line of scrimmage, but he keeps the clock running. Gets about 10 to the 32. And a minute and a half left now in fourth. Wayne taking their time, going to try to use all of that 25-second play clock. Baker in at tailback, Matt Lee at fullback. The pitch is to Blade. He's coming left. He's stiff arms and he keeps his legs driving inside the 25, but way short of the first down. It'll be a gain on the play, but a turnover on downs. They'll spot him at the 20, the Saber 23. So a 9-yard pickup by Blade Baker, but it's still a turnover on downs. Falcons give the ball up with 104. Sabres ball, 23-yard line with a minute four to go. Both sides have JV players. Troy Arnold gets in there, passes complete in the middle, and gets a block to get to the corner. He'll have a first down. Hazel Hoon on the pass. And it'll be a first down for Twin Cedars. It's a 34, so 11-yard pickup. 40 seconds left in the game. Fumbled snap, and now looking to throw it. Throws it deep, and oh, what a catch! Oh, and a flag comes down on the end of that, and on Lovett. And it looks like maybe a second flag as well, but I'm not real sure. It was caught at the 23, and then Lovett did a little spin around, throw him to the ground at the 20, and immediately the second official threw a flag. I'm not sure it was an interference on the first flag. I don't know if there was a second one yet or not. I think not. So 26-yard pickup there, and from the Wayne 20, Twin Cedars from the gun, clean snap, looking to throw, throwing it over the middle to the end zone, but nobody was there, incomplete. Second down from the Falcon 20 with 17 seconds on the fourth quarter clock. Nick Hazelton, the Twin Cedars quarterback right now. Williams goes out left. And in the slot to the left is Penninger, and they're both going down the left side in a crossing route, and the ball goes down, fumbled onto the turf. I think Williams is going to have it at the 30. Hazelton loses the ball, and the Falcons recover. I can't tell who. Come on, guys. They're not going to show it. It might have been Lucas, or it could have been Spencer Boobin there. But the fumble is picked up at the Twin Seed, or at the Wayne 30. And Moore will take a knee there with six left, and that will end it.
And that will end the ball game.
Final score, Wayne 56, Twin Cedars 26. 56-26 is your final from Bussey on homecoming for Twin Cedars, and the Falcons move to 2-1 in the district, 4-1 overall. Twin Cedars drops to 2-1 in the district, 3-2 overall. And from our previous reports, I would say